Hello, Positivamente Yo family. My name is Rafael Feliciano, and you are joining me on our inaugural podcast. I am a very proud HIV positive living and affirming individual. I have many other intersecting points that make me a beautiful human being. But I created this podcast called Positivamente Yo, which translates into Positively Me, as a space for anyone, real people, real stories of individuals living and experiencing life with HIV or AIDS. I wanted a real human perspective rooted in real stories, real life, real shit, the good, the bad, the ugly, exploring what does it mean to live with HIV and AIDS, looking at the latest headlines, celebrity news, TV shows, really breaking down stigmas, confronting and addressing challenges for all of us who are in the POS community and those who support or want to learn more that's non-clinical, non-negative, non-dying in life. Rooted kind of content. So welcome to Positivamente Yo. I would ask that you subscribe. This was all created with Anchor. I'm so excited to have you as part of the family. Subscribe, find us on Facebook, Instagram, and every week we'll have different guests, different stories. Yeah, so join me, Positivamente Yo. So welcome back, Positivamente Mi family. This is Rafael again. And like I said, this is my inaugural podcast. It doesn't count as episode one yet because I'm trying to use this format as a way to introduce you to the show, things we'll be discussing, things we'll talk about, and I'm gonna kind of give you a background as to why I felt this podcast was important. Even in the search to create content or find photos for this show, even with this amazing app, you type in HIV and it just shows like a medical bag and someone on the bed. Or when you Google HIV, living with HIV, or look up HIV dating apps, or just look in the news. I mean, besides the celebrities who I applaud who are now living in their POS truth, there's still such a negative stigma on living and being HIV positive. And a lot of people either just automatically because of the news and media associated with drug usage and or sex work. And again, I'm not shaming, and we will definitely dive in and talk to individuals who are experiencing that world, but there is a whole nother world to being and living POS. And so I felt that this would be great, similar to one of my biggest idols ever, if she ever listens to this podcast. How you doing, Wendy? Wendy Williams, you all, the people, the community, both POS and POS affirming and or supporting allies, you are my co-hosts. You are the people that I will feature every day. And so in this next segment, after our intro every week, I'll introduce our different players and people who are going to cover our topics. We're going to cover everything from love, relationships, sex, frustrations and roadblocks, self-care, the Black and Latinx HIV experience, specifically HIV and women of color and a subset of Black women. Looking at, you know, media, the latest news headlines with Gary Cosgrove or Gabriel De La Notte, who's like my daddy in life. He's been like an adopted father figure. And so he'll dive into the latest news stories, interview celebrities. So we'll get into all of that. We're also going to look at, you know, World AIDS Day. What does that mean to individuals? Does it have meaning anymore? You know, having HIV and AIDS is no longer a death sentence. So what does that really mean and signify, and how do we move forward in the fight? Just get into real life, real shit, problems we face every day, things that we want to come up naturally and sporadically. And for season one, there'll probably only be about 13 to 15 episodes, just depending. But yeah, that's what we'll usually get into for, you know, right after the jump. What you're hearing, don't forget to subscribe. It's free on all of your podcasting listening platforms. Positivamente Yo is on social media. We're currently on Facebook and on Instagram, so make sure you like and share, join in on the conversation. There'll be polls and message boards and topic ideas. I want to hear it all from you. And also, you can send me via the Anchor app and whatever your podcasting listening devices are. There will be a link for you to send me voice notes or voice messages, just on your thoughts, ideas, comments, suggestions. And if you're ever interested in being a guest on the show for any of our topics, again, you can check us out on Facebook, send me a DM, send us a line, and we will definitely try to get you on. Don't forget, Positivamente Yo, P-O-Z-I-T-I-V-A-M-E-N-T-E, Positivamente Yo, which is Y-O. Check us out, Facebook, Instagram, and like and subscribe on all of your podcasting listening formats. Welcome back, Positivamente Yo family. This is this week's headlines and news with regards to the HIV/AIDS community, all in positive lights. I'm not going to get into any news articles or news stories that are negative. I think that there already is a lot of negative articles and news sources out there with regards to this. I'm not going to feed into that and perpetuate into that. So let's just dive right in. The FDA has approved Gilead, which is also the maker of Truvada, for PrEP or pre-exposure prophylaxis, to put on the market another PrEP pill called Descovy. The FDA has approved this PrEP pill for men only at this moment because the FDA is requiring that Gilead perform more tests on the effects that Descovy will have on women. That's a good thing that there are more PrEP pills on the market. That makes the current PrEP pills, you know, more affordable, even though it is currently still the same company, but that's all a good thing. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is stating that the state of New York is making huge waves to end the HIV/AIDS epidemic in New York, and that they're hoping by 2020 to have the epidemic eradicated and get down to zero new transmissions. I think part of that is a big thing because the state of New York was the first city and state, to approve and pass the U plus U campaign and all of that science and knowledge that goes behind it. And happy 3-year anniversary to the U plus U campaign, which means if you're undetectable, you are untransmittable. U plus U is the way. And celebrities have been coming out and living in their pause truth. And so this week, Jonathan Van Ness, in the last couple weeks, via his best New York Times bestselling book, has come out, and he's from Queer Eye Netflix as positive. Gareth Thomas, an international rugby player, former international rugby player out in Great Britain, has come out and created waves living in his posh truth. And my personal favorite gay adult film star, at Jay's Gorgeous, you can follow him on Instagram, has also come out posh in his posh truth. And I think that living in your posh truth is a difficult thing. It is not for everyone. Take your time. We're going to get into disclosure in this show, but I do want to highlight those three pioneers as far as LGBT men identified individuals who have come out within the last couple weeks. BET has an amazing article out last week. It was National Gay Men's Awareness Day, and they have the five and debunk five myths within the Black communities around HIV/AIDS and what should be abandoned around those five myths. That's this week's headline and news. If you want to jump in on the conversation, there's news that I've missed that you think we should cover next week, please like us on Instagram, Facebook, follow us, subscribe to us, it's free, and share what your thoughts are on this latest news stories. And like I said, in all of our comments, you will see a link where you can leave me a voice note and your voice note on the news, and your ideas and opinions might make it on the show. We'll be back right after this break. Positivamente needs you. Are you a woman of color or female identified individual who is living or impacted with HIV or AIDS? Positivamente Yo wants you. We are looking for amazing women to run a whole segment. We understand, and at least I understand and acknowledge, that this has impacted and affected so many women of color, whether you are, you know, trans identified or, you know, cisgendered women. I realize and acknowledge that this show can't truly be about the HIV experience unless we have a badass group of women who run a segment every week. So if you are a woman or woman or femme identified individual, and you'd like a part or a space in this podcast, I would love to dedicate every week at least a good segment or portion that is run by a female identified individual who can share those stories and experiences from women by women, and checking my male privilege at the door and understanding that it's not my place to tell those stories. It's not my place to report out on those stories. And I wouldn't be able to because of my male privilege. So if you're interested, please again, email me at rafaelservices413@gmail.com, rafaelservices413@gmail.com, or like our Facebook page or Instagram page and send us a DM. But we need you, my badass women warriors, specifically giving space and a voice to women of color. So I can't wait. Hopefully you will be on the podcast soon. Hablamos. Bye-bye. Well, positivamente yo family, I truly hope you have loved this sneak peek into what this podcast is going to be all about. This short, about 15 minutes, half the time of what we would probably usually be with regards to a full out, full episode of our podcast, was just to give you a little bit of a flavor of what we're going to cover, what we're going to get into, things we're going to discuss. I cannot wait to have my co-hosts that are you, the public, the listeners, on with me to have, you know, some of our reporters and some of our contributors like Gary Cosgrove. And, you know, I hope you've heard the ad, us looking for badass women, specifically women of color who are living in their pause truth. I want to tell different perspectives and stories, and I think that we together in this podcast can shed a totally different light on what it means to be HIV positive. And so this will always be the wrap-up of the show, where I kind of just share overall my observations and, you know, feedback and thoughts and what I learned. And what I've learned from even making this podcast was the fact that there is no venue or space or opportunities out there in mass numbers that exist for individuals who are paused to just share their stories. And with stories and the power of connectivity and just listening to one another and hearing one another and sharing our truths are powerful. And so for this final segment, I will just share a little bit about my story and the fact that, you know, I grew up on the East Coast. I now am living in the beautiful city of Chicago, Illinois. I've been homeless twice, gone through it. I've been paused now for years, living in my paused truth. I contracted it from a former partner, and it was, you know, honestly, at the beginning, one of the things that I hated the most, and now I wear it with a badge of honor. I am so blessed to have a strong support network. Even though I'm currently single, my previous partner was not HIV positive, and so we were in a discordant relationship, and it showed me that you could find love. And so I'm so honored and thrilled and excited. I attend an amazing support group at the Center on Halsted out here in Chicago, and I would recommend all of you getting out there and just connecting with other individuals who are PAWS. It is another experience in which you have to come out, you have to be strong, you have to be supported, and also know that you're not alone. In our links, we will share the numbers to the National Suicide Hotline. Never feel alone. You can always reach out to me or our page individually if you're struggling. And that actually leads us to our segment for next week, our very first episode one. I want to interview and talk to and get to know those individuals who have and come out and lived in their PAWS truth. We will talk about those celebrities coming out. We'll talk about how we came out and I came out in my PAWS truth. And I want to hear from you. What was it like for you coming out or disclosing or not disclosing? We won't have to use your name necessarily if you want to be anonymous and don't want to talk about and tell the world who you are or what's about, but you want to kind of share even via writing what it's like for you and what's holding you back from disclosing your status. So we're going to get into that a little bit next week, coming out, living in your PAWS truth. Being positive and disclosing are going to be our topic and our theme for the show next week. I thank you guys so much for listening and really tuning in to this little snippet and sneak peek to see if this is a podcast you'd want to subscribe to. I really hope and wish that you will subscribe, you will join, you will like, you will tune in next week for our very first episode one. This is the inaugural, this is episode zero. And next week we really dive in. I just wanted to give you guys a taste, a flavor, un sabor of Positivamente Yo, which again translates into positively me. Living in your PAWS truth, being positive about it. It takes it at your own pace. Of course, some people are dealing with a lot and it is a lot to deal with, but hopefully by listening to the stories of others, and I know that was the biggest change for me and being in a group therapy setting and environment support group, was hearing the stories of others who are going through it like me. And so I thank you all. Mucho bendición, ache, luz, progreso, and I cannot wait to have you guys back here with us next week. So I will talk to you guys later, and don't forget to subscribe, find us on Facebook, Instagram, and have a wonderful, wonderful week. Hablamos pronto, and we'll talk next week. All right, bye.